Well, this weekend, Pete and I went out for a nice meal at the Fellini restaurant, which is well worth visiting. And as the Chianti was flowing, we got through quite a lot of it. We started discussing, amongst other things, social media and its kind of impact on thought and language and on the way that we view the world and view ourselves now. And Pete was drawing a comparison between the sort of mixed up and soundbitey nature of the way we view the world through the lens of our laptops, tablets, and smartphones now, and the work of the artists Gilbert and George. He, in particular, was pointing to the works of theirs that came out, I think, in the late 90s, that were based around reprints of contact ads in the back of gay magazines. And I think it's a current in their work that you can actually kind of follow a line back right to their work in the 70s with the work they did using photographs of graffiti, the so-called Dirty Words pictures from 1977, I think. It was an interesting point of view, and one I never really thought of. My kind of immediate instinct, if someone had said to me, "What artist do you most relate to social media?" I'd probably go down the fairly cliched route of saying Andy Warhol and his whole nature of, his whole maxim of everyone will be famous for 15 minutes, because in a way, Facebook, YouTube, it seems to be the kind of natural conclusion of that instinct and that kind of desire for mundane celebrity that Warhol was entirely about, really, that kind of sense of the manufactured. So anyway, yes, I've been thinking about that a lot. Haven't come to any conclusions yet, but it's an interesting one to think about. And since a lot of my feeds are kind of notebooks for my brain, I just thought I'd chuck that out there. I'll think about it and may well write something on it.